I expected you to walk with slightly more grace. Something a bit more becoming of a princess. I suppose that you're nervous. Well, hardly any need to be, my dear. I'm not that sort of witch. Well, at least provided that you haven't dragged any men with you. I trust that you haven't. Good. I never took you to be so much of a fool. Yes, I know who you are, my dear. There are only so many in a kingdom that might title their name Princess. Yet, now that you're of age, you do seem wiser than your father. Perhaps that's why I agreed to meet with you. Well, that and the fact that I found your request simply delicious. Not a common girl at all, are you? Oh, you need not be embarrassed. I like to put my magic to good use, and the results are just divine. See for yourself. You don't have to look far. I'm already wearing the honors. Such a clever princess. So tired of old ball gowns with no practicalities. So, what was it that you requested again? Oh, I know that we know the answer. But I might delight in hearing you say it again. Oh, that's right. A dress of 1,000 pockets. Of course, I had to whip it up the very second that I got your letter. How could I not, when the most beautiful dress formed in my mind's eye? So, a couple of snaps of my fingers, and then it was done. Ta-da! I hope you don't mind me wearing it first, my dear. I thought that you might like to see it on a model, and, oh, well, it was just too fabulous to keep from trying on. I can even twirl for you if you'd wish. Is it to your liking? Oh, excellent. I tried to mend it to your exact specifications. It has 1,000 pockets, naturally. Several are hidden, but should be easy enough to find. And all can hold at least 10 times what you would expect a pocket to hold. All required very fine magic, if I do say so myself. But nothing beyond my ability. And making it made me so happy that I even hid a few trinkets in some of the pockets for you. Oh, it's no trouble at all. Witches like me collect a lot of things. Consider it a gift. Be warned, though. All magic comes with costs. Oh, no, dearie. I didn't mean to curse the dress or anything. I simply have to obey the rather contradictory laws of chaos. You see, the dress is designed such that you may take any small object from it. Mind you, it must be small. But it needn't be anything that you ever even put in the pockets. For instance, if I think of a raven's quill, I can just, right there, pull one out, even though I never put one in there. However, The objects must remain small, and you must always be clear in your desires. No muddled thoughts. Otherwise, the dress will burst into flames and engulf you. Yes, scary, I know. But this wasn't intended to be a trap. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling you. No magic can be done without some cost. And this is what the tenacity of the dress required. However, it's an easy enough rule to obey. You are brave and wise, Princess. I'm certain that you will have no need to worry. Besides, the dress does tempt you, doesn't it? Here. If you're nervous, why don't you try pulling out another object while the dress is still on me? Then there won't be any danger to you. Oh, it's of no worry to me, Princess. One with such pretty eyes could only have a heart as pure. Just reach into the breast pocket and ask for what you want. That's it. Just form the image in your mind and reach your hand in. Can you feel the object in your hand? Good girl. Now pull it out. Yes, you've done it. Let me see what you wished for. Oh my, you've got a little pussy in your hand. Might I pet it? Oh, it's soft too. Yes, darling, it's adorable. You know, cats are a symbol for witches. Were you thinking of me when you wished for that? Well, how very thoughtful of you. You are very kind, Princess. I hate to be selfish, but would you mind if I kept that little pussy? It's been a while since I've pet one, and I would very much like something to remember you by. Oh, thank you, love. Now, I should take this lovely little dress off my body and give it to you. But your little trick got me curious. Oh, nothing bad. Magic is just a very fickle thing, my princess. Sometimes it goes beyond what I intend to create, and I noticed something quite interesting when you had your hand in my pocket. You see, your hand didn't just slide into the pocket. I felt you grazing my breasts when you went to grab the cat. It was as if the fabric wasn't there at all. And since this dress is designed to give you what you desire, I can't help but wonder if you were thinking about touching me when you stuck your hand in. Oh, darling. That's wonderful. It must have been a pure desire too, if it worked so well. Oh no, you needn't be embarrassed that a lowly witch should be so loved by a beautiful princess is quite the honor. If anything, it's something of a fairy tale. Although perhaps not one that your father would approve of. But he is of no matter, and if you are so keen, perhaps we might truly test the powers of this wonderful creation. After all, I don't wish to deny those sweet eyes and trembling hands any longer. Stick your hand in my pocket again, darling. But this time, only think of touching my wonderful chest. Remember, your mind must only think of my breast and nothing else. But I do trust you, princess. Just slide it in. Oh. Oh my. I can feel you grazing my nipples. No. Don't stop. Keep rubbing. Oh. I need to feel you, princess. It's been so long. Make my nipples hard. Make them ready. Stick your other hand in my pocket, princess, and make the same wish. Please, touch me all over. Please, I need you. Stick it in. Stick it in. Oh, yes. I can feel you, princess. I can feel you. And you shall have your turn shortly. But why might we play a bit more? I doubt my nipples are all you desire to touch. Perhaps if you want. Perhaps. If you went a little lower. This dress does have pockets everywhere. Oh, yes. That's a good one to choose. Stick your hand in there and touch my clit. Yes. Yes. Slowly at first, my dear. Slowly. Rub your way around it. Tease it. Make it flushed and happy. Oh, make me wet. Soak me, please. Oh, yes, princess. I need more. Oh, stick a finger inside me. Please. Princess, please. Yes. Yes. I can feel you stroking me. In all. Oh, in all the right spots. It's magnificent. You're magnificent, princess. Faster now. Please, darling. I'm close. Keep stroking me. Oh, take your fingers deeper. Thumb my clit. Oh, I need it. I need you. Oh, keep going. Oh, please. Keep going. Oh, you're so wonderful, princess. Oh, dear. This isn't magic. It's just real. Oh, so amazingly real. And, oh, and if my princess wishes, I will come for her. And it may not be dignified, but it will be real too. Just give me the command, darling. Please speak of what you desire. Oh, tell me to come. Tell me. Oh. Oh. Certainly skilled with your fingers, princess. And this dress holds more power than meets the eyes. Perhaps you ought to try it for yourself. Especially since witches have skilled fingers too. Just let me get this marvelous thing off my body. And onto yours. You've already seen me come, darling. Why on earth would I feel the need to change in another room? Besides, don't I look dashing? Tropes be damned, not all witches are ugly. And I'm certainly not to you. At least not when your eyes are glued to my hips like that. I think an old bard once said that hips don't lie. And I don't intend to let mine be the first. So let me tell you this. I want you. Undress for me, my dear. I want to truly feel your skin against mine. If you're shy, we can put the dress on you right after. But I want to see you first. Show me all of you. Oh, princess. You look even more beautiful without those layers of frill. Can you twirl for me? Wonderful, darling. I can tell that you'll feel more comfortable with the dress on, but might I kiss you first? It should at least warm you up nicely. Your nipples are so pert from the cold. But I admit I do like them that way. And I do like tasting that neck of yours. Your skin is very much that of a princess. So soft and supple. I love feeling it with my lips. I feel you growing more confident, darling. Would my princess prefer to put the dress on? Or would she rather I return a few favors first? I was hoping that you would say that. Sit in my sewing chair, love, and spread your legs for me. I think that there are a few more parts of you that I would like to taste. Like your stomach. And your thighs. little knob right there. It might tickle at first, love, but be patient. Soon it will feel better than you've ever dreamed. Don't think, just feel. Let my tongue circle your clit. Let yourself grasp it as I enjoy every inch of you. You deserve this, princess. I want you to love it every bit as much as you'll love that dress. My mouth was as much made for you, and I want to give you everything. Even if I need my fingers to help. No squirming, darling. With me, you don't need to be shy anymore. You just need to enjoy the moment. And let me admire you like the treasure you are. Please, princess, don't deny yourself any longer. Not when you're this close. Not when we want it this much. Come for me, princess. Please, darling, come for me. Come for me. Come for me. No, relax. You sounded lovely, my dear. And I don't regret tonight, for a moment. Now, shall we get you into that dress? Oh no, no need to bother grabbing it. Such a silly thing to do when you've got magic. Now the dress is on you and I've got my black one back. Yes, I could have done that before, but what would have been the fun in that? And you have so much more fun to have, too. 1,000 pockets. All yours. As if my heart, if you ever care to find it again. Travel well, my princess. I do hope that our paths should cross again soon.